views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek, and that's on Transformation Talk Radio. And as we've been doing for the past year, or over the year, we'll be talking and continue to cover some topics from the Knowledge Book. And this week, we're going to talk and address listener questions, with the emphasis being on conditioning. We started this topic previously, but somehow we didn't have enough time to cover it in depth. So this week we're going to study and cover this topic of conditioning. Plus, there are still additional questions that we have not been able to address. So hopefully we'll have time for that as well. So before we go on, I just would like to remind you that our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. The Turkish World Brotherhood Union website is www.dkb, that's David Kite Boy, -mevlana.org.tr. My telephone number for texting and calling is 973-787-7035. And my email address is mmjp99@gmail.com. That's marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. Topics, questions are more than welcome on either vector, either the telephone or the email address. So please do text me and call me or email me with any questions you may have about today's topics or previous topics from previous shows. And of course, this is all very welcome, and hopefully we'll be able to cover more in-depth topics from here on in as well. So the question that we were addressing was, what is this conditioning mentioned in the knowledge book, and how can we and do we get rid of it? So I'd like to start out with maybe talking about physical conditioning. Now, physical conditioning, as an example, that's what it talks about when we start to develop our physical fitness through adapting the body and its various systems to an exercise program. So basically, it's a preparation of the body to be able to become stronger, to have greater strength, to have greater speed, to have greater endurance, and many other physical attributes. Of course, conditioning workouts and conditioning in general can, you know, decrease the fat in the body, can increase muscle tone, and prepares our body for whatever sport activities we would like to get into. Now, physical activity or exercise, of course, improves our health and lowers the reduces the risk of developing diseases like type 2 diabetes, like cancer, like cardiovascular disease. And of course, it has been proven over and over again that physical activity and exercise has both immediate and long-term health benefits. As long as we are regularly active, we can improve our quality of life on a daily basis. Now, whenever someone joins a sport or wants to do a particular sport, there is always a physical conditioning exercise regimen that is provided for that individual that specifically allows that individual to be able to function in that sport without injury and being able to maintain their health. And this physical conditioning, again, has several components, which is power, strength, speed, balance, agility, coordination, and endurance. And as with everything, you need to start with the lower end of the exercise regime, lower end of the exercise program, starting out with easy steps and gradually increase the difficulty of the program to be able to progress safely and being able to actually do the sport or do whatever it is that we want to do. So when you think about it logically, if someone has just been basically walking maybe a mile a day, walking, not running, but walking a mile a day, or they've just gotten over being sick, there is no way that they can enter and actually successfully run a 25-mile marathon. So everything needs to be done on a gradual basis. Everything needs to be done in a progressive way so that that strength is built up gradually, that endurance is built up gradually, and the body gets stronger gradually. Not only the physical part of ours is undergoes this training, we could also do the training to our brain, which allows us to prevent dementia and other brain ailments. So conditioning of this kind basically exercises our brain. And there are certain games and certain puzzles and brain teasers that are actually beautiful in how the brain then can form new associations between different parts of the brain, and that therefore keeps the brain sharp. So you have varying activities that need to be done. And interestingly enough, in order to keep the brain healthy and working well, we need to exercise. We need to actually eat good food that is good for our brains and actually be able to go outside of the gym and do some exercises, running, walking, whatever sport activity you're involved in. So physical activity, keeping the body safe and keeping the body strong will also keep your mind strong. Okay? So we've covered a different kind of conditioning, but basically it means how to make our bodies and brains stronger by some kind of a physical or mental exercise. So conditioning can be seen as a methodology of learning through either mechanical or operative means, meaning being able to learn different habits, being able to learn different techniques, being able to accumulate different knowledge over time through conditioning. So this is what's done as far as the body is concerned through the physical conditioning. This is what is done for the brain as far as mental conditioning is concerned. Now, there are different kinds of conditioning that we undergo as humans being a part of a specific culture. Now, this kind of acculturation, which basically takes a baby or takes a human that has moved from a different culture into another culture, that is a way of teaching and training that individual, that being, to be able to function within the certain constructs of a specific culture. So even though we are doing the same kind of ceremonies, meaning weddings, funerals, birthdays, greetings, greetings, fruit preparation, we do this on the entire planet. However, how the weddings are done, how the funerals are performed, how birthday parties are celebrated or not celebrated at all, how we greet each other or don't greet each other, how we prepare our food, is all done specifically based on the particular culture that we're in. So in some weddings, we could have, you know, like in the Western wedding, we'll have, someone will have an engagement party first, we'll have a ring, some kind of a ring first, and then of course you have the white wedding dress or whatever, and it's being held in a special place, in a special hall, with humongous money and effort being spent to have a very memorable day. In other places, weddings are not even held. Basically, the people just meet each other and they start living together without even a formal ceremony. In funerals, maybe in the West, black was the color of mourning. Right now, in the East, East is the color of mourning. So basically, we have certain ways of doing things. We have certain ways that we have learned to do things in our own particular culture, and these tend to separate us. Now, in one culture, birthdays are celebrated maybe in the East once a year, on New Year's Day, while in the West, I know in the U.S., birthdays are celebrated based on that day. However, in Poland, where I originated, it is not the birthdays that are celebrated. It is the name day that is celebrated. So different cultures, different ways of doing things. And if you don't know particular culture, then you run the risk of being shunned or being not accepted because you are different than anyone else that's living in your particular area, in that particular culture. Same thing goes for food preparation. Same thing goes for how we say hello. In some cultures, it is bowing that is done. Other cultures, it is shaking the hand that is done. In some cultures, you need to be able to shake the hand gently. Otherwise, it is seen as an insult. However, in another culture, you need to have a very firm handshake. Otherwise, you are seen as a weak person. So that's in the West. Now, there's different kinds of conditioning. There is operant conditioning, and there is the classical conditioning. I don't know if you remember the from school, the example of Pavlov's dog. This is where normally a dog or any mammal or animal starts to salivate to prepare for the digestive process and produces saliva in the mouth when they see food or when they are hungry. Now, in the Pavlov's dog experiment, when the food was presented to the dog started to salivate. However, at the same time, a bell was rung. And eventually, over time, it is only the sound of the bell that actually produced the salivation. So this is classical conditioning. This is where a particular stimulus that is not normally, that does not normally produce a specific reaction, comes to actually generate that particular reaction that's an innate reaction as far as the physical conditioning is concerned. Now, this is also a way to train or to teach individuals like cats, like dogs, like birds, like apes and chimps to do particular tricks, to perform specific things. You can learn, you know, apes can learn, chimpanzees can learn sign language with this kind of conditioning. However, the one that works the best is operant conditioning. This is where the desired patterns of behavior that we want to produce and want to enculturate into that individual, that is being done through specific rewards. So if we want to, let's say, a parakeet to learn to count from 1 to 10, they will be rewarded first by identifying 1, then identifying 2, and then every time they get the answer right, meaning if they have a choice between 1, 2, and 4, and they pick 1, then they will get, you know, a piece of grain or maybe a piece of bread. That was a reward for the fact that they got this particular answer right. The same thing goes for, let's say, if we want chimpanzees to do a particular gesture with the hand following the teacher, then they will get a reinforcement or a positive reinforcement or a pat on the back or maybe a piece of banana or some kind of a treat that they're actually liking. This is positive reinforcement. So right now it's been found that as long as people are reinforcing the positive behavior that they want, that works the best. Punishment does not work as well. Okay? So the types of conditioning that we're talking about here, both operant and classical conditioning, basically these tends to separate us into disparate, often opposing groups. And this produces mostly intolerance and non-acceptance of those individuals who are outside our specific cultural norm. And we could also consider this as maybe negative conditioning, because this separates us. This says we're okay because we're doing it this way and our wedding is fine. However, everybody else, what do you mean they can't get married and they don't get married? How could they live together? So basically, we wind up separating ourselves from each other through the different ways we actually approach the same type of living condition. However, on the other hand, there's also positive conditioning, what I will refer to as positive conditioning. And this is the religious training that we've been undergoing for over 6,000 years. This is the religious training that started with meditation program. This is drawing down cosmic energies through thought power. Then came Moses with the Kabbalah. Then came Christ with the New Testament, and then came Muhammad with the Quran. And all of these were stepwise procedures that basically inculcated specific behavior, inculcated specific norms for behavior, and modified our behavior to eventually becoming, at the time of Christ, being loving, accepting, and arriving at a state of peace. Muhammad came in with a different kind of knowledge. He came in with a knowledge for social mores, social ways of doing things. So he, by the time we were finished with this religious training, which actually finished in the year 1999-2000, that's when our religious positive training was finished. And those individuals who were finished with that training wound up being at the end, at the 72nd energy dimension, the love frequency dimension, and got themselves through this way ready for the knowledge book dimension and the universal and the cosmic dimension. However, the knowledge book tells us that we're supposed to be giving up all conditioning, both the religious and the world conditioning and the cultural conditioning, because there are problems both with the positive and the negative. Why? Because we always need to leave the dimension that we are in. And that is the most difficult thing for humans to accomplish, to leave the religious dimension, to leave the dimension they are in. Why? Because this is especially difficult in the religious medium, because when we've been able to absorb all the energies and all the frequencies that the religious teachings have given to us, from meditation to Muhammad, then we are at a peace dimension. We are peaceful, we are calm, we are blissed out, and we are happy. And we are floating in joy. You love everyone and everything, and you are happy and content. You're able, once you leave the religious dimension, or once you're at the point, at the peak of the religious dimension takes you to the fourth dimension. And this is the dimension of heaven. And this is where you're able to see things that others can't see. You'll be able to see auras or whatever. You can communicate with beings who have passed. You can heal people. You can help many individuals. And we are happy all the time. And we are a god, and we feel like a god in our own dimension. But this is only a transition step. This is only something that we need to experience for a time, and then we need to leave. It is not a place to linger. We need to progress through this dimension of heaven and through the four stages of the fourth dimension to be able to proceed to the fifth dimension. Now, during the time of the religious training, from the meditation through Moses, through Christ, through Muhammad, we were going through the up-pointing triangle, what the knowledge book calls the up-pointing triangle. This is the alpha program. This is the love program. And this is where we wind up being in the fourth evolutionary dimension, but the seventh energy dimension, okay? And once that is finished, we need to leave that and come in and start working on the down-pointing triangle, which is the universal triangle, which is leading to the cosmic consciousness, okay? And this place where we were quiet and tranquil and at peace, sitting on a cushion, meditating, praying, being in a convent, being in a monastery, being in church, and being peaceful and calm. And now we need to be active. We need to be mobilized. And we need to be able to overcome thresholds and experiences and be able to pass tests. And this is where the other individual, the other people are critical, as we cannot do this alone. We need to have experienced both sides of the coin, meaning both the positive and negative aspects of whatever particular activity we're doing. We need to have learned all the lessons and where we actually graduate to the knowledge book. So the fourth dimension is critical for us to be able to absorb and be finished with the world dimension, meaning anything that we're still not satisfied with, anything that we still haven't accomplished, we still haven't done, whether it is learning, whether it is knowledge, whether it is sex, whether it is music, whether it is anything that is out there that we haven't experienced, that we haven't gone through, that we haven't learned the lessons of on both sides of the coin, meaning both being have enough food to eat and not and starving, and being wealthy and being poor, being rich and being poor, and being a king and being a pauper, being the ruler and being a slave. All of these need to have been accomplished by the time we get finished through the fourth dimension, and therefore come jumping into the knowledge book dimension, the universal dimension. And what the knowledge book programs actually are there to accomplish is to remove our conditioning, to remove our cultural, our religious, and our world conditioning. Because in the religious dimension, we have the guru, we have the lama, we have the priest, we have the rabbi, the imam, and the teacher is always prominent, and the teacher is always telling us what to do. However, once we get through the fourth dimension and arrive at the knowledge book programs, then we ourselves are the gurus, and our essence and the knowledge book are the guides of what to do in a particular circumstance. Now, one of the prime goals of the religious dimension is for us to be able to be generous, to be able to give without expecting anything in return. That is the true love frequency. And that is held in very high esteem by everyone in the religious dimension. That's one of the first things that is being taught. Generosity is number one as far as the Buddhists are concerned. Charity is the number one as far as the Christian dimension is concerned. However, when we are in the knowledge book studies, being helpful or being generous can prove to slow someone's evolution, and therefore is not recommended at all times. So we are here to be learning to be responsible for ourselves, to provide for ourselves. So if we are in a situation, let's say an individual asks us for money and we give the money and we ask them the money again, we give the money, there comes a time when we realize, wait a minute, I am giving this individual money. That individual is not learning how to manage their own money, earn their own money, and being able to be a self-sustaining, autonomous, productive individual in society and in the family. So giving in such a situation would not be considered as a good thing, because you are not helping the individual, actually hurting the individual by allowing them to stay in a position where they do not grow. Okay? So, and eventually, through the knowledge book studies, through the programs of the knowledge book, we get to the place where the heart and the mind, the essence and the logic are in balance. And we need to leave whatever dimension we're in at a particular point in time and travel up the evolution ladder. Okay? So, where before, it is the teacher that told us what to do. Right now, it is our essence and our conscience that tells us what to do. And the knowledge book is the guide as far as that's concerned. Now, there is also something called obsession. If you do not want to leave the dimension that you're in, and if you're stuck in a particular dimension and you absolutely refuse to receive the call, the energy, and the training of the next dimension, that's what the knowledge book calls obsession. And this is where conditioning takes us. This is where conditioning leaves us. And this is where we get stuck in one dimension, refuse to leave, because we are fine, we are wonderful. However, being obsessed does not necessarily mean always, you know, as far as being peaceful and calm and blissful. We also could be in a very painful dimension. We could have come into a family that was abusive. We could have come into a family that has always been hurting us. Somehow we had to live through that karma. We had to live through those lessons that we needed to learn. And we are filled with pain. So we need to leave that pain behind as well. But what happens? What comes in is, okay, if I let go of this pain, what's going to come instead of that pain. At least I know the pain. At least I know where I am. I know what it feels like. And I could carry this around with me because I've been carrying this around with me for a while. However, what's going to happen when that leaves? What's going to fill me after that leaves? So fear comes in, and we need to be able to be strong enough. We need to be able to have the fortitude to be able to leave and see what happens. Take that jump, take that leap, and see what happens when we actually leave the pain behind or leave the joy behind as well when you're leaving the religious dimension. So when we look at our schools in terms of gradually leaving dimension, let's look at the schools. In every grade, from kindergarten to college to graduate school, we learn our language in a stepwise progression. We get whatever training in the language at every particular grade. In kindergarten, we may be learning the letters. We may be learning how to put the letters together. First grade, we may be learning how to read. And gradually up the line, we are able to, very gradually over the course of the years, be able to learn how to write, how to read, how to compose, and how to be able to do everything that is needed to be done through our language. And at every step, we need to pass the test and be able to graduate to the next grade until we get to the place where the teacher has always been telling us how to read, how to write, and we get to the point where we are in full command of the language, and we ourselves are able then to write novels, to write poetry, to write fiction, and we are in full command of the language, and we use that language as a tool to be able to accomplish whatever it is we need to accomplish on this planet. Now, the same progression, the step going into a grade, getting more knowledge, getting more experience, getting tested, and moving to the next grade happens. The same happens for every subject, from language to math to biology to physics and so on. This is also true for our physical development as well. Everything, we cannot stay where we are. We need to be able to progress. So when we talk about physical body, first we learn to coordinate our gross movements, the gross movements of arms, heads, legs. Then come the finer motor skills of holding or manipulating objects come in. Then we are able to be able to hold our heads up for at first with support and help. Then we're able to sit up on our own where we couldn't sit before. Then we're able to stand and eventually be able to learn to walk and then to run. If any one of us cannot go through this physical progression, we are classified as developmentally challenged and steps are taken to remedy the situation. And this is how we progress. This is how we move from dimension to dimension. However, the transition from the religious to the universal dimension is difficult for humans as they need to leave the peace and the bliss state and enter into anxiety. Leave the obedience. In other words, it's somebody else's fault. It's somebody else's responsibility. Well, they told me to do this and that's why I did it. And we need to enter the state where our conscience and essence are the guide. And we are then not only responsible, we are accountable for our actions. Meaning if we do a misstep consciously, then we are liable for the pain that we cause. We are liable for our actions. So we need to be able, going from the religious to the universal dimensions, to be able to leave the cave, leave the cushion, leave the convent monastery, leave the church, leave this sheltered place, and of us being separate and alone and individual. And we need to be able to enter the world dimension to interact, to move, to deal with everyone else and all the issues that arise in the world dimension. So on the universal side of the fence, there is lots of activity of going to meetings, of meeting people, of being engaged with people, and going through experiences. However, that does not mean that we leave peace behind. However, this is a different kind of peace and happiness that comes. It is a peace of conscience, of the conscience being quiet. It is the peace of knowing what the truth is and following the path that we have designed for ourselves. It is a peace of knowing that we're on the right path and that we are fulfilling our promise made prior to birth and entering our plan of destiny. So, to review, we need to leave where we are and to evolve. Now, if you remember in fascicle 25, there are 18 steps, 18 progressions that we need to go through. There are 18 thresholds that we need to go through. the first six thresholds have to do with emotions, have to do with feelings, have to do with being able to share, having to do with tolerance and be able to accept of humanity. So this is the end. The 1 through 6 of these steps is actually going through the religious dimension and finishing the religious dimension, because then you're attaining a unification. And this is the ending of the religious dimension. You are in the fourth dimension, and it gets you set up for being able at different thresholds. Now, in the next six, you arrive at the threshold of gaining cosmic consciousness, meaning you're at the doorstep, you're getting ready to go in into conscious cosmic consciousness. You're able to then be at the threshold of unifying with the universal consciousness. This is the doorstep. This is the, you're at the door, you're waiting to go in. And this is where you also can be this god of your own dimension, where you're able to then help each other by healing, by giving knowledge from the other dimensions, by being able to tell people what to do in terms of seeing the future, seeing the past. Now, there comes the threshold also being able to bring in and be accustomed to specific cosmic energies, whether they're directly given, indirectly given, or being given in sleep. Now, the next threshold is getting over your fears and getting over the fears of stepping over that threshold. In other words, what stops us? What stops us from going from anywhere to anywhere? Whether we're going from here to Maine or here to Turkey or here to India, the first step we have to go overcome is fear. Whether we're even leaving the house, some people can't leave the house because they think a brick's going to fall on their heads and they're going to die. So we need to be able to overcome that fear, and this is where that is done. And then once you're finished with these six steps, these are the thresholds of entry into, you've come to get rid of your fears, you've decided to go into the next level, that's where the knowledge book comes in. And the first thing that happens is that everything that gets accomplished from six steps 13 through 19 is done being connected to emission. And the last step of the second six, meaning step number 12, this is the threshold of being appointed to the path of a genuine mission. I mean, this is something that you get when you know that you're supposed to be in a flower, that you know that you're supposed to be in a council, that you know that you're supposed to be writing the knowledge book, you also know that you need to read the knowledge book and do the reading program. So this is the step where you've passed over the threshold and gone into mission, and then everything else is gained during that mission, meaning you are able to gain consciousness, to gain cognizance, and gain awareness. You're able to use your logic, use your intellect, and being able to be accountable, whatever it is, for your actions during the time that you're accomplishing this mission. And you learn to strengthen your willpower during this mission. In other words, it's critical for us to be able to decide what to do and then carry through and do it. There is also allegiance consciousness that actually we gain during the mission that we accomplish. Whether it's in a council or a focal point or a flower, whatever it is, we need to be able to have allegiance consciousness. Then, of course, there's universal totality and humane qualities. So once we finish with these 18, then we are then finished with the alpha wave energies. We have absorbed all the alpha wave energies, and the knowledge book and the system can then finish up and give us beta wave energies. Now, actually, when you're finished with the 12, you have finished with the alpha, and then the 13 through the 18 give beta wave energies. And once you are finished completely with alpha, then you get completely cut off from the alpha, and the system connects you to the beta line, and you're able to then to proceed. And then we get to the direct omega gate, and at the omega gate, this is something that we need permission to go through, because this is an extremely energetic point that we need to get through and be able to successfully pass through. We ourselves will not be able to pass through it based on our own decision in the sense, oh, I want to be there and you'll jump in. No, that's not the way it happens, because your body and your energy body, everything has to be at a point where you're able to tolerate those energies and frequencies, that you're able to tolerate those steps. And we will be then taken, as long as we're at the proper frequency level, to be able to progress and go forward. So we've kind of covered conditioning from a different angle, not only from the acculturation or the world level conditioning that is being done, and also the religious conditioning that is being done. And the Knowledge Book, of course, is also doing its own level of conditioning, or being able of, number one, if we are, let's say, in the fourth dimension, we're getting ready for the fifth dimension. What happens? The fifth dimension entities who are at that dimension, when we are ready and we start being curious about what the fifth dimension is and what it does and how it does it, that's when the beings or the entities who are at that dimension, who are responsible for the training in that dimension, start contacting us, start giving us energy, start giving us knowledge, start giving us frequencies. And at the same time, those entities who are responsible for our training at the fourth dimension start finishing up and testing us to see whether we have successfully absorbed and have successfully gotten all the energy, all the frequency, and the knowledge that's attainable in the fourth dimension. And therefore, if you pass, then we get graduated and pass to the fifth dimension. Then again, the fifth dimension has many levels as well. And step by step, each being, or each entity, each power or celestial power that is existent at that dimension helps us to be able to progress through the fifth dimension onto the sixth and so on, until we finally arrive at the seventh dimension, which is the final manifestation boundary of humanity, and we're able to progress to the eighth dimension, where we merge with our spiritual totality, and this is where our physical construct, our physical body, is able then to withstand the spiritual totality energies and frequencies, because it is at the same frequency level, at the same level. So our essence is equal to our bodies, our frequencies are equal to our bodies, and therefore we merge with the spiritual totality, and then we are able to go through the Omega Gate and arrive at the lordly dimension, which is the technological dimension, which is a very high energy dimension. So this is our progression of steps. This is what we need to be able to accomplish. And the Knowledge Book is here to allow us to accomplish this. Okay, maybe now it's a time to take a break. So you've been listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. And again, I'd like to remind you that our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Telephone number for questions is 973-787-7035. And again, my email address is mmjp99@gmail.com. MaryMaryJohnPeter99@gmail.com. When we come back, we'll continue maybe with summarizing the conditioning aspect, and then go on with other questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Cloud at Rally has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. Again, I'd like to remind you that our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Telephone number is 973-787-7035. Email address is mmjp99@gmail.com. MaryMaryJohnPeter99@gmail.com. This is all for providing us with questions, with topics that would you like covered, either from the knowledge book or whatever it is that you're doing. However, please keep in mind that we are only authorized to explain the knowledge book to the extent that we can, and not delve into personal issues or anything like that. Okay, so we'll continue with our topic at hand. So we've covered conditioning. And what's the entire purpose of this conditioning and letting go of this conditioning? The entire purpose is for us to be able to leave the dimension that we are in, whatever dimension that is, and progressively step through our evolution plan to be able to go back to the spiritual dimension that we come from. So our essence is actually from the spiritual totality. It is perfect. It is the speck of God that each one of us has. And what's been going on is that we have been going through the evolution of energy and the physical form that we're in. We have been encased in biological robots that allowed us to go through our lifetimes in the evolution path, going through, coming from a speck, going into a microorganism, going into maybe a plant, maybe then going into an animal form. And each one of those steps had its own particular criteria that we need to go through, and at each particular dimension we need to have helped six other entities. Now, if you remember on the website on YouTube, there are YouTube clips going around where a horse is feeding pigeons, where one animal is helping another. So I think this is one of the things that an animal has to do in order to be able to move from that dimension to the next dimension is help six other entities in that dimension to be able to progress to the other dimension. And we do this at every dimension. So this is how we progress. This is how we grow. This is how we move from dimension to dimension. And the entire purpose is for us to go back to that spiritual totality and bringing our energy, bringing our physical construct with us. Meaning when our physical frequency, our physical energy in an evolution level is at the same level as the spiritual totality, that's when we can merge our spiritual energies completely with every one of our cells in our physical body. So each one of our cells then becomes a cell brain, which then can, at every level, that cell brain becomes the lord of the dimension that they are in. And this is the level that we need to be able to be in order for us to be able to be taken out of the world dimension and into the advanced dimension. That's the entire purpose of leaving a dimension that we're in and keep going. So there's another question here that has, you know, that has got to do with this topic. When you mention leaps, can you relate that to people? Is this how we learn and advance? So leaps are basically thresholds, and the thresholds are basically examinations. This is where someone is presenting to you anger. Someone is presenting to you something that is not tolerated by your culture. This is something that someone presents to you. And this is your opportunity to learn. This is your opportunity to learn patience, to learn tolerance, to learn willpower. In other words, all these good qualities are now being tested, and whether you still have them or not. Okay, now we have to remember that we can't be in two places at the same time. So an energy or a frequency cannot be at two frequencies at the same time. It's like being, you know, a little bit pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. There's no in between. So you're either in one dimension or another dimension. So you need to be able to jump from one to the other. The best, you know, but the way I understand it the best is that when we're talking about electrons and electron shells around the nucleus of an atom, those electrons are either there or they're not there. They're either in one shell or the next shell. They disappear from one and appear in the other. So basically, we disappear in one dimension, we arrive at the next dimension. Okay, so this is how we actually go from one place to the other. Why do we have to go? There's another question. Why do we have to go to advanced dimensions? Well, when we get comfy, we get habituated, we don't want to move. And again, I'm repeating that the hardest thing for a human to do is to actually leave the dimension that they're in. Whether that's a painful dimension or not a painful dimension or a blissful dimension, we don't want to leave because we have that essential fear of where we're going, why are we going there, what's going to be happening. And this is where knowledge comes in. When knowledge comes in as to what to expect, how to expect and what to do and how things work, then you're much more confident in being able to actually jump and go from to the next place. Now, the knowledge book tells us that every one of us has to go through all the dimensions that we have to go through, and there is a certain length of time that is allocated for each dimension. So the dimension of meditation, that was about 2,000 years. In terms of Moses, that was again 2,000 years. In terms of Christ and Muhammad, that was again 1,500 years. So there was a specific length of time that we were supposed to be in that dimension. And ever since the year 2000, the religious dimension has been closed, meaning for those individuals who have already gone through the entire spectrum of that dimension, of all those dimensions, that religious dimension has been closed. However, those individuals who still have not finished that training, who still have not undergone that entire education process from those dimensions, are still there. Okay, so they need to go through and be able to accumulate and absorb and integrate with all those energies for every one of those dimensions. Now, if we look at around us as to why we need to move from dimension to dimension, we need to be able to go and leave this our world dimension to go to the advanced dimensions, because we are doomed to self-destruct. We are using up all the resources on our planet. We are going into a very dangerous electromagnetic field and radiation field. We have more atomic weapons than is capable of destroying our planet more than once. So destruction is prepared on all kinds of, and we're kind of self-destructing as we're speaking in terms of what's going on our planet. So we need to be able to continue to exist. If we want to continue to exist, then our energies need to be able to be at a particular level for us to be able to be taken out of this dimension, to leave the world dimension behind, and therefore be saved, okay? There's another question. Can you elaborate some more on the book being a warning, a conveying, and a selecting book, okay? So the knowledge book basically is an explanation and a clarification of the previous sacred texts. Plus, it gives us additional knowledge and information, and of course, energies and frequencies on what's going to be happening in the next 2,000 years, because this is the next phase, and we're supposed to be in the knowledge book phase for the next 2,000 years. The first 1,000 years of that is going to be, we're now finishing up, we will be finishing at the end of the 2200, we'll be finishing the three cosmic ages allocated to humanity. We'll be going into the golden age, which will last for 7 centuries. And then we'll be going again into a transition period between the golden age and the age of light, which will be happening around the 28th or the 29th century. And then we'll be, have another next 1,000 years will be the going through the age of light. So this is the next time frame that we're going through. So when we know where we're supposed to be going and how we're supposed to get there, what the world is going to look like, because the knowledge book does tell us what the world is going to look like during that time frame, then becomes a warning to us. Well, unless, and it tells us what's going to be happening. The plan or the way things work is that everything that exist right now, which were alpha natural gyruses and artificial gyruses, they were alpha gyruses, they will all be brought together, fused together or integrated together, and those energies will be used to create beta gyruses, meaning higher level gyruses. So everything that came before will not be here anymore. It'll be transformed into something different, just like when you burn a piece of coal or you burn a piece of wood, one kind of energy disappears, but another kind of energy appears. So if we want to exist, we need to be able to be at an energy, at a frequency level that will allow us to be taken as in an elevator or as an escalator, brought from one place to another and taken from here to the advanced dimensions where we will be saved. Okay, so what is it conveying? Well, it's a conveying book because once we get ourselves and have acclimated and absorbed all the energy that the knowledge book gives and all the knowledge that the knowledge book gives and frequencies that the knowledge book gives, which is the 72nd energy intensity dimension and the 19th evolution dimension, at that point, then the knowledge book or the system basically takes us, puts us in a specific shape and form, and takes us like that electron going from one electron shell to another shell. It'll take us from where we are to that next dimension, the advanced dimension. Is it a selecting book? Yes, because as we're going through the knowledge book, the words, the ideas, the concepts that are in there, depending on how we react to them, depending on how we think about them and we act about them, then the system knows, and the higher celestial authorities also know who we are, where we are, what evolution level we're at, what consciousness level we're at, what frequency and energy level that we're at. And then we are provided with those experiences, with that knowledge, with those people around us that allow us to get trained further, or basically saying, okay, well, this person tried, not yet. Let's put them on the side for the time being, and we'll be able to deal with them later. Okay, so this is about the time that we have for this time. Time flies when you're having fun. So please remember that we still have the first, the 20th, and the 25th fascicle of the book, chapter of the book, to give as presents. So please do send email your postal mailing addresses for us to be able to ship that to you. We do travel to talk about the knowledge book if anybody would like that to happen. So, and as the knowledge book says, and Mrs. Shirak often repeats to us, we are the ones who will save the world. So please take care. Take care of yourselves. Take care of everything. And any questions, any suggestions, please text or email them to me. Okay, see you next time. All the best. Take care.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.